Since the outbreak took hold last March, there have been more than 20,000 confirmed or suspected cases of Ebola in West Africa. More than 7,900 have been fatal, with the vast majority of the cases in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. The World Bank has slashed its economic growth estimates for those three countries. It's actually predicting negative growth for Guinea this year. It expects Sierra Leone's GDP to be down 2% and Liberia a slightly more hopeful 3%, all significantly below pre-crisis estimates and likely to cost the country billions of dollars. Joining me now from our Washington Bureau is David Evans. He is Senior Economist for the World Bank's Africa region. David, thank you for being with us today. We just talked about some of those GDP statistics, but can you put this into human terms for us, the economic cost?
Absolutely. Thank you. The Ebola crisis, obviously the first casualty is the actual human crisis of health and suffering, but the economic scars have a real human face as well. What we're talking about is huge slashes in income, and what that means in a country where you've got a large chunk of the population that's right around the poverty line are is big increases in poverty. What this means are children who don't have food to eat. We recently talked to households in Liberia. More than two-thirds of these households in Liberia don't have enough food to eat as a result of the Ebola epidemic. We see the same kinds of patterns in Sierra Leone and Liberia. It means mothers who would normally take vegetables to the market to sell won't go because they're afraid of exposure to the disease. It means fathers who were working in shops have been sent home because there's no business. Really, this is felt in every sector of the economy and throughout the country.
Yeah, it's difficult to talk about overcoming these economic problems when we're still in a situation where you have to be quarantined in order to get this down. Do you feel like the response has been strong enough? I mean, we just put the numbers on the cost. What have we seen in terms of response? We've heard some pledges, but as we've been talking about all show, there's a lot of worries out there. A lot of regions are struggling with their own economic crisis. Where are we in terms of matching up response to commitments?
It's true. So there was a slow start in terms of response. A lot of progress has been made in the last few months. Resources have been dispersed to all three countries. A lot of non-government organizations are working on the ground. There's still a huge need both for human resources, for trained medical personnel on the ground to help fight this crisis, and then as much as possible within where it's safe, normalization of economic relations.